Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, distinguished permanent representatives, distinguished permanent observers, ladies and gentlemen. A special word of welcome to the director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Mita Roses, and Dr. Sotela. I want to also recognize the presence in the room of the heads of the Inter-American institutions, the Pan American Development Foundation, the Inter-American Institute for Agriculture, as well as the Inter-American Defense Board, all of them present in the room, and I'll explain a little bit later their presence. Mr. Chairman, in the aftermath of the 7.0 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti on January 12, the Permanent Council considered the disaster situation in the country on January 13th, you may recall. And today I would like to present to you a brief report on the OAS response as well as other initiatives in that regard. I want to take this opportunity to express thanks and gratitude to the member states, to the permanent observers, the Inter-American institutions for their cooperation in the search, rescue, and relief efforts in Haiti. We believe that a coordinated approach that we demonstrated and characterized the work of the institutions of the Inter-American system, as mentioned before, has worked effectively, and we intend to continue those collaborative, cooperative efforts in the coming weeks and months and years. The OAS response articulates around four main areas. First of all, the objective was to mobilize and deliver humanitarian assistance. Secondly, to consult with the government of Haiti directly in terms of their own needs, specifically in terms of governance. Thirdly, to coordinate and facilitate coordination within the Inter-American system, which is going to be an ongoing process. And thirdly, to consider our substantive support in the medium and long term to the Republic of Haiti. Let me begin with the first one, the humanitarian assistance. You may recall that in the area of mobilization and delivery of humanitarian assistance, the OAS donated $100,000 to Haiti, and the permanent mission of Haiti requested that the contribution be channeled through the Pan American Development Foundation, which has been able to leverage it with the private sector to an amount of almost $2 million. So here is the value of a collaboration between the Inter-American system institutions, and I want to thank the PADF for that effort and the private sector who has contributed to that $2 million. Beyond that, we indicated earlier that several OES projects involving Haiti will be reprogrammed. And I can tell you at this point in three areas the progress made so far. First of all, the reprogramming of approximately $500,000 to Haiti so that these can be used for the short-term technical assistance or project preparation, project assistance in the context of the natural disaster on the basis of the priorities established by the Haitian authorities. So that's 500,000 in addition to the 100,000. Then another 500,000 for the creation of a program for the promotion of development and management of cooperation in Haiti, which basically is with the agreement of the management board of SEPCD to allow for assistance in project preparation. It's an area which will need, where the Haitian government will need a lot of support in the coming months and years. As a seed capital, $500,000 has been placed in this program. The rules to establish the operation of this 500,000 initial fund has to be established by the management board, and that will be done soon. In addition to that, in addition to this 1 million plus assistance on the short and medium term, there is an appeal sent out to universities in the Western Hemisphere, outside of the existing consortium of universities related to the OAS, to receive scholarships and benefits for Haitian students so that they can study abroad. This is especially in the context of the short, well, the medium and long-term needs in terms of capacity and technical expertise in areas of engineering, medicine, and all the other required areas. It's very much targeted to these disciplines so that we can help Haiti in the short, medium, and long term with capacity. These are the things which we have been doing already and are being put in place. On top of that, We will, in the coming days, transform basically the Haiti task force into a technical unit for coordination of all these efforts, which will then focus on the substantive areas of support which the OAS can provide. And in this regard, Mr. Chairman, distinguished representative, the role of the OAS substantively in terms of the assistance to be provided on the medium and long term basically focuses on three areas. First of all, governance, the support to state institutions, the support to the Haitian authorities right now in terms of how to assist them in taking leadership in the process of rebuilding the nation, the modernization of the state, not only a reconstruction, but also looking at towards the future. That is in the area of governance. The second area would be civil registry, a continuation of the civil registry efforts, as well as assistance to the electoral process. At some point in time, we will have to revisit the civil registry project in the context of the fact that we already had registered 96% of the adult population. And of course, a great deal, at least 150,000 people who have died as a consequence of the hurricane, that civil registry needs to be updated. And that is an exercise which will start shortly. But also in the context of the projected elections, and I'm not making any pronouncement about when these elections will take place, but we certainly will provide additional support to the Haitian electoral authorities and the government in getting back on stream of the electoral process. The third area is capacity building in trade, investment, tourism, and in the judiciary, for which we have CEJA in Chile. These are the four areas. I'm mentioning these simply because we do not want to duplicate or overexpose ourselves beyond our capacity to deliver effectively. Mr. Chairman, in the context of governance, I'd like to mention specifically the offer and the acceptance by the OAS and the acceptance by the government of Haiti of using the OAS headquarters in Port-au-Prince as a temporary headquarter of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And as we speak today, staff to the amount of 50 officials of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Haiti will take office in the building of the OAS in Port-au-Prince. In reaching out to the wider international community, Mr. Chairman, an OAS delegation led by Secretary General Sousa participated in the Ministerial Preparatory Conference with foreign ministers from the United Nations Group of Friends of Haiti, major donors, and key regional and multilateral partners engaged in Haiti. The conference took place in Montreal on January 25, 2010, in the presence of the Haitian Prime Minister Jean-Marc Bellerive and his advisors. The participants and the document will be circulated shortly with other submissions in preparation for this conference by the Inter-American institutions already mentioned, and you will receive that shortly. The conference, the participants insisted on the importance of ownership and leadership of Haiti in the reconstruction efforts, as well as on the necessity of coordinating at different layers this effort. Some of the member states underlined the importance to take appropriate measures before the next hurricane and rainy season, the importance to get the diaspora involved in the reconstruction, as well as the need to get ready for the spring plantation season. In addition to highlighting the principles that should guide the efforts of the international community, the meeting set the second half of March 2010 as a possible period for, as a possible date for the Haiti Reconstruction Conference to be held in New York. In terms of follow-up, there are three agreements on that. First of all, that damage assessment should be done as soon as possible, but before the March conference. Secondly, that the coordination in terms of the international community and the bilateral donors will take place in the process of preparing for the donor conference in March. And thirdly, that several technical meetings will be held in advance of the meeting in New York, in which the Organization of American States also will participate. Mr. Chairman, in the light of the events which occurred in Haiti, the work of the Working Group on Natural Disasters, in our view, takes on more relevance. What happened in Haiti can happen anywhere in the hemisphere. And in that regard, we believe that this working group constitutes one of the most important political instruments and mechanisms for advancing substantive work in this area. For that reason, I would urge delegations to work with a renewed sense of purpose and urgency to reach their objectives and help define the role of the organization for a more effective and efficient coordination of disaster risk reduction, response, and recovery. The working group is, as you know, chaired by Argentina. As you know, distinguished delegates, the Secretary General is visiting Haiti as we speak, yesterday and this morning. But also in the context of our collaboration within the Inter-American system, the Inter-American institutions will visit Haiti tomorrow from Santo Domingo, and we will be able to report on our own findings next week when we meet as a group of friends on February the 1st. I'd like to inform member states also that the organization is working towards organizing a meeting of the Haitian diaspora in Canada and the United States, a meeting which is scheduled to take place in mid-February, very soon, within 2 and 3 weeks, to discuss the role of the diaspora on the medium and long-term assistance to Haiti, especially in the areas of remittances, education, investment, expertise, job creation, and education. Mr. Chairman, from what we have gathered from the conference in Montreal, it is clear that Haiti will need long-term sustained assistance. And in Montreal, the term or the timeline given was 10 years. It would also mean that Haiti needs continued and sustained political attention. And I would hope that this body would be able to have Haiti on the political agenda at a certain frequency, and the General Secretary will be prepared to report on progress made and the role of the organization in that regard as well. I'm pleased that Dr. Mitarosis has been able to join us, and Dr. Mitarosis just returned from Haiti, so we will get a fresh perspective on the situation on the ground in Haiti. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Muchas gracias, Embajador Randin, por compartir con los miembros del Consejo información actualizada.